Well, the mics are back on, the cameras too, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are being viewed and observed and liked more than ever before because we are talking to entrepreneurs who are trying to keep this economy going in the new economy, and that's what it's all about. It's the old ways are the old ways, and then there are the new ways. And my co-host for this segment is the one and the only Walter Sullivan. Walter Sullivan, and your law firm, right, Walter? I can't see the logo from here.
I got to work on that, don't I?
Yeah. How you doing, Walter?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Like, the week keeps growing, and we have a great week guest today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Our next guest, because obviously if you're on, your co-host, we're going to be talking about cannabis, is Michael Dundas, cannabis entrepreneur. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
So cannabis industry, taking a little bit more of a hit maybe during these times because different issues. I won't go into them. I'll let you go into them. Tell me how the cannabis industry is sort of adapting right now to what's going on.
I have to say, I think the industry generally, in Massachusetts in particular, is adapting very, very well to extraordinarily difficult times. Obviously, everybody is facing an uphill challenge with this COVID-19 thing. It came out of left field. But cannabis in particular, regulated cannabis, and in particular, adult use or recreational cannabis, really taken a tough hit with the governor finding that it is not an essential business and essentially ordering it closed. All these new shops basically have had to close up shop, can't even do curbside delivery, curbside takeout, can't do delivery until this order is lifted. But I think that we have had an uptick on the medical side. So medical cannabis, as your listeners probably know, has been deemed an essential service. Those companies have really risen to the occasion. And so we've seen real quick pivots to curbside pickup, to delivery models. And I think the industry has picked up quickly. We've also seen, interestingly, with the loosening up of the restrictions related to how patients get access to medical marijuana, and in particular, I'm talking about telemedicine, folks being able to get their recommendations or certifications for medical cannabis over the internet, it's really boosted the available patient base. But ultimately, I think it's really going to come back as soon as the governor lifts this this order on adult use dispensaries.
And now, Michael, on Saturday, the industry met with the governor's advisory board on developing a way of opening. Do you know anything what occurred at the meeting?
You know, I don't have any inside information there, but looking at the governor's recent declaration that there's going to be a four-phase opening, and look, it's anybody's guess. I'm purely speculating here. My guess is that we're probably going to see adult-use cannabis shops opening in phase two, that we're going to see the folks that can open very quickly, that have no hands-on, no touch, will be phase one. But I think that regulated cannabis has been lobbying very hard that they are in fact equipped to operate under COVID restrictions. And I think that if anyone can operate in a highly regulated atmosphere, it's medical and adult use cannabis. They've shown that they can do that responsibly again and again and again. And I think that we're going to see that from the industry going forward. But I would say my guess is that it'll be phase two, not phase one.
Michael, I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
Well, I was going to say, Walter, do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I think it becomes an issue is the industry will survive. The question is, will individuals survive? And it'd be interesting to hear Michael's take on that.
Well, I just want to say, Walter, I think you might be picking your phone up. It's throwing a reflection off and on the screen. So yes, sit closer. Thank you. We get a better video. Thank you.
Look, I think that the folks that were hardest hit by this ban were the newly licensed independent recreational retail operators. They don't have vertical integrated operations to support them. They're not doing cultivation or manufacturing. They don't have access to the medical market. I'm strictly talking about the adult use retail shops. Many of those folks had just opened their doors. For example, we saw that very first economic empowerment group in Boston, city of Boston, Pure Oasis. They've been open for a week or two, and all of a sudden told to close their doors. I think that what we've seen in the past is the industry does rally around itself and try to do its best to help its compatriots here. I think that hopefully we won't see any losses of actual organizations. But I think the ones that are the most at risk are those independent operators. So we should be paying close attention to those folks.
Now, Michael, to deal with this, the Cannabis Control Commission had two phases they dealt with. The first, after the governor's order, all adult use was closed. They ended up amending that order and allowing adult use manufacturers and cultivators to open if they were providing cannabis to medical dispensaries. How has that worked out, if at all?
I think that was a very important move by the commission. Essentially, what it allowed for was to prevent the stoppage of medical operators who were producing medical cannabis for adult use. So we've seen quite a bit of medical operators who haven't been licensed in the retail side to be continually producing medical cannabis, growing medical cannabis in their medical cannabis facilities, but selling it wholesale to adult use retail outlets.
Well,
it's a long pipeline in order to grow these plants. It takes 4 months essentially from seed to final package. And if the industry were forced to essentially stop planting, then it could incur long-term sort of supply stoppages that would be bad for everyone.
That covers the medical use cultivators, but the order actually allowed adult use cultivators to sell, correct?
That's correct as well. So you would think, if you looked at the initial order said no adult use activity whatsoever. And I think what the order meant to say was no retail, no touching customers, no allowing folks to congregate. However, again, the pipeline for producing cannabis, recreational or medical, is 4 months. And so what the order allowed was for recreational cultivators to continue to plant seeds and engage in their cultivation activities, even though they weren't allowed to open to the general public.
Now, the second thing that the Cannabis Control Commission just did, they just did it on Thursday or Friday. They're putting out applications for delivery. They're only going to apply to economic empowerment, social equity applicants, and micro businesses. The idea of that is to try to see if that can help boost the industry. What do you think? Will that work?
I think over the long term, it will. And I think that everyone's looking very carefully, entrepreneurs, business people in general, are looking very carefully at all of the different sort of unexpected implications that have come out of this COVID-19 phenomenon. I think one of them in cannabis is clearly going to be somewhat of a pivot toward delivery, both on the adult use and on the medical side. I think that delivery licenses have been contemplated by the commission for a long time. This is a long time coming, and so I think that
drugstores.
Yeah, essentially like drugstores, there are rules in place around the delivery program in Massachusetts. As you said, Walter, it's only open for the initial 2 years to economic empowerment and social equity applicants. But there are also other sort of constraining rules that prevent those folks from warehousing cannabis, and they can't operate a cultivation a company as well. And so I think that there's going to be interplay between these new delivery companies and the existing infrastructure and supply chain. But overall, I do think it's going to help in the long term.
Now, there are currently 18 medical marijuana dispensaries that have the ability to deliver.
People often get confused that delivery, what we're talking about with the Cannabis Control Commission is adult use delivery.
Right.
Delivery for medical marijuana has always been included in the license type of a what we call, or we used to call an RMD, today we call an MTC, a medical marijuana treatment center.
But there are only 18 right now that actually do delivery, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And so you got to remember, of course, delivery is a highly regulated activity. It's capital intensive to start it up. You got to get a fleet of trucks that have all kinds of bells and whistles in terms of GPS and reporting and all types of two paid agents in the car at all times. And so it's not an easy task to stand one of these systems up from a regulatory perspective, which is, I think, why we haven't seen more uptake on that in the recent days.
It's funny, we've used so much time. We'd love to get you back again, Michael, to talk about some of these subjects. Would you be willing to come back again?
Of course, anytime. Just let me know.
I'd love to jump in and ask some more questions, get Walter again to talk about it. And Michael, if someone's looking for you to find out more information, how would they do that?
Anybody can reach me at any time. I'm available on Gmail, michaeldundas@gmail.com.
Good. And Walter, how can people find you?
at wsullivan@waltersullivanlaw.com.
Good. I want to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Everybody stay well, stay healthy, and more stories to follow. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Thanks, Michael. Thank you.